Hello and welcome back to the BTL with Ribbit T, the show where we talk how to make ourselves better through the Ramban's letter. That's why it's called Better Through Letter, the BTL. We talked the introduction. We talked the letter. We talked a couple of lessons. We're on lesson number 6, looking at the next phrase in the Ramban's letter. Shehi mida tova mikol hamidos tovos. Humility. This sterling quality is the finest of all admirable traits, the finest of all the traits. Of course, we remember, we know the whole purpose of our world, the whole purpose of our existence, the whole purpose of why we're here on this world is to work on ourselves and to fight our traits, to fight our Yetzirah, to make ourselves better every day, better by better, as much as we can every day. It's harder to change a single trait than it is to build an entire city. A strong person, Hakovishes Yitzro, Pirkei Avos talks to us, explains to us that we've talked many times before, Ezehu Gibor, Hakovishes Yitzro, who is a strong person, he who subdues his evil inclination, he who is able to change his traits. So that's what we have to try to do in this world. We have to make sure that we fight every day, we get up and try to do whatever we can. So this statement of this quote parallels a similar clause in Rambam's Maimonides' ethical will. Humility is the ladder which leads to sublime heights. Remember, there is no ornament as attractive as humility. Humility is the best trait we could try to work on. Again, we're using the letter for the ages from art school with the commentary and wonderful insights of Rabbi Avram Chaim Feuer. So the receptive crystal, the Talmud Devar explains that humility is the key to attaining the gamut of excellent character traits. It's basically like a superconductor. Like electricity goes with the flow when it has the proper superconductor to help it with a pure metal. So too, to let things go smoothly, so too if we have refining ourselves through the ability to get humility, to make ourselves into a pure vessel through which divine energy flows freely. When we get ourselves to be humble, when we internalize a humble nature, we could filter the clouding element of self-absorption and become crystalline, attuned and receptive to the desires of Hashem, to the desires of what we're supposed to do in this world. So how can we do that? There are several behavioral patterns called humility hallmarks, which are pointed out by Shevet Musser to get genuine humility, as Rabbi Avram Chaim Feuer points out. So there are 5 of them. The first one is called speaking gently. The humble man speaks gently, even to those who are dependent upon him, his family, his employees, and the poor of his town. He treats all men and all women with equal respect and honesty. Again, he treats all men and all women with equal respect and honesty. I don't care if the person is the trash collector, the sanitation worker. I don't care if he's a barista. I don't care if he's the mailman. Every single person should be treated with respect, should be given a wonderful thank you. Hi, how are you? Thank you so much for your service, for all you do. Right now, there's a big movement in the past few weeks and months to give the honor to the healthcare workers, and of course it's amazing for them to get that. And even some people realize to give the mailman a shout out. But every single person who still had to put themselves out there, the garbage men, all the people who are still doing business, all the people who are delivering things, like the Amazon people, everyone should be thanked and everyone should be acknowledged and appreciated. We have to treat all men, all women with respect and appreciation, and giving them the proper time of day, especially people that are not thanked so much. You know, think about a toll booth worker who, back in the day when there were toll booth workers, probably people never even thanked them, people never even talked to them, people never even looked at them. All these people, a kind word can really change it. A mailman really is going up and down delivering mail. Mail is wonderful. Mail has fantastic abilities. All these letters that can be sent and can be shared, everything is fantastic with it. They need to be appreciated. They need to be thanked. Accepting praise. If others heap undeserved praise upon him, he will not hesitate to deflect it. However, even when he is rightly honored, the humble man is genuinely abashed, is genuinely embarrassed. Although justifiably pleased with his accomplishments, he is aware that they represent a fraction of his potential. He still has so much left to do. There's so much left undone. That's the second way of trying to get that humility. Then there's response to success. Genuine humility increases in proportion to the humble person's success. Even as God bestows great fortune upon him, the humble man does not grow proud. He responds to success by increasing his devotion to God and his dedication to the needs of others. Then there's the next step. Number four, making amends. If he has an argument with another, the humble person does everything in his power to swiftly make amends. He begs forgiveness of his antagonist. Even if it's a family member, even if it's a spouse, even if it's a kid, you run after them right away. You know, they huff and they puff and they run away. But really, people really want you to come after them many times, most times, to talk to them, to work it out and figure out what's going on. So swiftly make amends as fast as possible. Not going to sleep angry, not the right way to do that. Trying to work it out and figure it out. He begs forgiveness of his antagonist. Then there's the next one, number five, avoiding revenge. The humble person never takes revenge. Even when viciously attacked, he is able to forgive his assailant and in time is able to erase the incident from his mind. Again, this reminds me of the idea of Shimi ben Gera cursing David. All of his henchmen wanted to get up and kill Shimi. And David said, no, don't do that. Hashem will take care of it. Hashem knows what I was just put through. I'm not going to do that. But later on, he instructed his son Shlomo to take care of it, and he did take care of it when the time was right. Acceptance. The humble person can accept. This is number six. Acceptance. The humble person can accept suffering without breaking. His intense love for Hashem helps him absorb the harshest of life's blows. And David explains in Psalms that he leads the humble with justice, will teach the humble his way. Hashem assists the humble in achieving spiritual perfection. There's a great story called The Empty Coach here in Rav Avram Chaim Feuer's book about two great sages that came to Warsaw. All the Jews of Warsaw came to meet the two greatest scholars of the generation. Tens of thousands of people came to see Rabbi Kiva Eger and Rabbi Yaakov Lorberbaum. Would come to visit. The crowd was huge, and there was men of the city came to unhitch the horses. And the profound show of respect to the Torah scholars, they grabbed hold of the wooden shafts, began pulling the coach forward. But these two giants sat in the corners, engrossed in their thoughts. One rabbi thought, wasn't the other person the great rabbi in this coach? Surely the welcome, the honor is for him. And he wanted to take care of this mitzvah, honoring him. This is Rabbi Akiva Eger was thinking about Rav Yaakov. The honor must be for him. I want to go honor him also. So he slipped out of the door of the wagon and joined the ones pulling the vehicle. The other corner, Rav Yaakov also thought about the same thing, was lost in the same thoughts. He also thought that the honor was intended for the great Rabbi Akiva Eger. He also wanted to join in the demonstration of respect. So he also, Rabbi Yaakov too, slipped out of his door and joined the throngs, joined the coach. What did that mean? Rav Yaakov slipped out. Rabbi Eger slipped out. So who was left in the coach? No one was left in the coach. So the multitudes continued their tumultuous reception for the rabbis, unaware they were pulling a coach empty of its passengers, but filled to the brim with humility. Sefer Amidos predicts when the world witnesses a renaissance of the quality of humility, mankind can begin to expect the arrival of the Mashiach. That's pointed out in the Sanhedrin. Menorah HaMaor adds that at that time, the humble folk will be hailed as the true heroes of humanity. As it is written in Psalms, when Hashem shows favor to his nation, he will glorify the humble at the time of salvation. We should be so zocha that everyone should be able to learn the true aspect of humility, to follow these five steps of humility. Again, about speaking gently, accepting praise, not to accept the praise, responding to success properly, not growing proud, making amends as soon as possible, avoiding revenge, never doing the revenge, and acceptance, accepting the suffering, and by then becoming humble. If people were able to do that, if people are able to become humble and demonstrate humility, then hopefully there'll be a renaissance of it, and then we could hopefully expect Mashiach speedily in our days. May it be today. Join us next time as we talk lesson 7 here on the BTL with Reb T, and I'm your host, Reb T.